Welcome to all. Today's office is Shalom Yishkalam Daf Nona. We are starting Mem Tes Amud Beis about four lines off from the bottom at the two dots with a quote from the Mishnah Levoino Lo Yivchais Mikaymetz and the Vilna Shor's Daf. It's all the way at the end of Chav Zayin Amud Beis. And today's office sponsor Lili Nishmas Mars Mirim Sar Bas Biyakim Moshe Hernish Shama should have an Aliyah. So the Mishnah had said Levoino Lo Yivchais Mikaymetz. The person made a neder that he's going to donate Levoino frankincense to the Beis Hamikdash. He can't give less than a Kaymetz. Now we discuss this further. Now Makan says over here in regards to the Lechem Apanim Azkara, it says this word, and Venemar Alon it says over there in regards to Minchas Chayte Azkara. Now, what do we learn from here? Ma'azkar amur la'lon, meloy kaimetz, just like the azkar over there. Minchas chayte is referring to kaimetz worth, and that's specifically talking about levaina. Afkan, so to over here, by lechem aponim, meloy kaimetz, it's referring to a kaimetz worth. Then we proceed, and the person decides that he's going to donate levaina, he has to give no less than a kaimetz. So we're asked, no, ma'af on top. If that's really true, then why don't we say that ma'azkar amur la'lon, just like the azkar that's said over there by lechem aponim, shnei kmatzim, actually two kaimetzes have to be brought, because we know that in between the two stacks of lechem aponim, there's two bazich levaina. Two spoons, which is two kaimetzin, so afkan shnei kmatzim. Why don't we say over here as well that there has to be two kaimetzin? So Amar Rav Lah says as follows: Klom lamdu l'kaimetz ela miminchas chayte. That's the proper girsa. Don't we learn the whole concept of how much levaina has to be brought from minchas chayte itself? And so, what's the basic limud? Malalon kaimetz achaser pasul afkan kaimetz achaser pasul. Just like over there, if the kaimetz is missing a little bit, it's pasul. So too over here by lechem aponim, if it's missing a little bit, it's pasul. And that's the base limud. That's what we're learning from one to the other. However, each thing has its own specific of how much needs to be brought. By Minchas Chayte, only one kaimetz is brought. By Lechem Aponim, two kmatzim are brought. And we're not learning the amounts from one to another. The only thing we're learning is that it can't be missing anything. Now, Rabbi Yisra tells us, Milser of Il Amra, this Mer of Ila tells us that a Masnadev Mincha, somebody who donates a Mincha, really is supposed to be a Masnadev Levaina. Somebody who donates just Levaina, Mevia Bekumtsa Shel Kayin, take out the word Gadol, the amount of the kaimetz is based off of the kaimetz of the Kayin. What does that mean? This is, we just learned, the amount of levaina that's being brought is a kaimetz, and that's being learned from the mincha of a chayte. Well, we know that when the mincha of a chayte is brought and the kmitza is done, who does that kmitza? The kain who's doing that vaida, he does that kmitza. So it's based off of his hand size, and therefore it's the same thing with levaina. When a person brings levaina, the size of the kaimetz is based off of the kain who's located in the base of Mikdash that day. However, Rav Chizkia says b'shem Rav Yirmiyah that no, v'afilu b'kaimetz habaylim, it can even be the kaimetz of the owner. You're right that when an actual mincha is brought, the kaimetz that's taken out is the size of the kayin's hand because he's the one doing the avaida. But when a person's donating levaina, that donation could be a kaimetz based off of the owner's hand and it doesn't have to be with the kayin's hand. Now we go on to the next part of the Mishnah, Zahav, lo yivchas midiner zav. If a person said he's going to give gold, so he can't give less than a dinner worth of gold, and Amar Rav Lozer, Lozer clarifies, v'hushe hisker tzura. That's only if he mentioned tzura, I mean he mentioned I'm going to give a coin. If he said gold coin, so it has to be a dinner zav. Aval, lo hisker tzura. If all he said was gold, so maybe afil tzinaira. He could even bring a small gold spinning fork, and that's very tiny. It's less than a dinner zav. Moving on, we had said in the Mishnah, Shishal Nadava, that there are six boxes or six shifras in the Mikdash that are all for Karbonis Nadava. Now we discuss what these six correspond to. So Chizki Amar, he says, Keneged Shisha Batei Avos, they correspond to the six Batei Avos. We know that every single week in the base of Mikdash, there was a new Mishmar, a new group of Kaihanim that came in, and that group was broken up into six different Batei Avos, into six separate ones that came each on a different day. And so these Shishal and Adava were each corresponding to one base Av, so there was no fighting. This one knew that that box is theirs, and the other one knew that a different box is theirs. Sunday, Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday, Friday. Nun Amez on top, we have some more opinions. Bar Padaya Amar, he says, Keneged Shish Behemos, they correspond to six animals. Par, fully grown cow, Egel, a calf, Visair, and a goat, Ayil, a ram, Ugdi, a young goat, Utle, and a sheep. So when a person was donating an Ayla of a par, he would put his money into the par box, or an Egel into the Egel box, so on and so forth. Now Shmuel Amar, he says, Keneged Shish Karbonos, these six boxes correspond to six Karbonos that people would be donating. Kine Zav and Kine Zavos, Kine Yoldos, Chatois, Vashamos, Hamenachos, Vasir Seitha. And Rabbi Yechon, he has a totally different answer. Aydesha Nadava Meruba, since people always were coming and bringing Nadavos, they were donating Karbonos or the value of a Karbon to the base of Mikdash, Ribula Shifras Harbei. So Chazal increased that there should be many Shifras because if there's one massive box and all this money is being stuffed inside of it, the money could go bad, it could get rusty, and therefore, it's broken up into six separate boxes. Now, once we're discussing boxes for Nadava money in the Beis HaMikdash, we bring a stira and two psukim. So this first pasuk that's being quoted from Divrei HaYamim tells us as follows, Uchaloisam, and when they finished the collection, Havilufnei HaMelech, they brought this money in front of the king, Ve'ayada, and Yayada the Kayin, as Shar HaKesef, the rest of the money, Vayaseyu Kelim L'Beis HaShem, and they turned into Kelim for the house of HaShem, Klei Shares, as Klei Shares. Now, we have to add into the gears of the following pasuk. This one is from Sefer Melachim that tells us, Uksiv, the pasuk says, Ach Lo Yase Yasev Beis Hashem, Sipos Kesef Gomer. And this pasuk tells us that Loye Yasev Beis Hashem, the Sipos Kesef, which means bowls of silver, are not allowed to be made Min HaKesef HaMuva Beis Hashem from money that was brought to the house of Hashem. So we have a stira. The second pasuk we just quoted tells us that any money that was donated to the Beis HaMikdash for Bedek HaBayis, for the upkeep of the Beis HaMikdash, is not to be turned to Klish HaRais. But the first pasuk that we quoted, Avu Chaloisam, clearly says that all the leftover money that was donated to for the Bedek HaBayis for the upkeep of the Beis HaMikdash was turned into Klish HaRais. So it's a stira. And on this, Rishon Bar Nachman, Shem Rabbi Yonason Amar, he says as follows, Shtei Nedavais Asa, there were two Nedavais, there were two boxes, if you will. There was one box for Bedek HaBayis donations, and there was one box for Klish HaRais donations, and that's what these two psukim are talking about, so it's no stira. However, talking to Rabbi Shmuel, we've been talking to Beis HaMikdash Rabbi Shmuel, Nedava Achas, that really there was one box for donations, and now we have to add into the girsa, so my kechaloisam, what does that mean, kechaloisam, after they're finished? That means la'achar shehoisiru, after there was extra. In other words, there was only one donation box, it was for Bedek HaBayis, for Beis HaMikdash upkeep. And that's what this first pasuk of chaloisam is telling us, that after all the money was used for whatever the Beis HaMikdash upkeep fund needed it for, so then it was allowed to be used for Klei Shares. And this pasuk of Malachim is telling us that none of this money for Bedek HaBayis is allowed to be used for Klei Shares. That's because we still need it for Bedek HaBayis, so there's no stira. But again, there's really only one box, and that donation box was for Bedek HaBayis. But now says the Gemara, and pay attention to another girsa change, V'kashal de Rabbi Shmuel. We have this question on this matter from Beis HaMikdash Rabbi Shmuel. Ksiv says the pasuk, V'yikach Yad HaKayin, Yad HaKayin took Aroin Echad, one box, Vayikav Char Bedaltoi, and he made a hole in its side, Vayitin Oisei Eitzel Mizbeach, he put it next to the Mizbeach, Vagaymer, Uksiv, then another pasuk tells us, Vayomer Melch, and the king said, Yasu Aroin Echad, make a box, Vayinegu Bishar Beis Hashem Chutza, and place it outside by the gate of the entrance of Hashem. So it seems to be a clear stira on what Tanya Bishmal teaches, because they said that there's only one donation box just for Bedek HaBayis. But here we have two psukim, one telling us there's a donation box right next to the Mizbeach, and another pasuk telling us that there's another donation box by the entrance of the Beis HaMikdash. And when Alpha and Alpha on top, the Gemara answers, Rav Chana says, that's just because of the Tmeim, meaning you're 100% right. There was two boxes, but they were both for the same exact thing. They were both for Bedek HaBayis. It's just the reason why we need two boxes is because, since as we had said in the first pasuk, one of them was right next to the Mizbeach, well, that prevents people who are Tamei from being able to donate to it. Therefore, they made another box and put that outside by the entrance, which is where Tmeim still had access to, and so they could also make donations to Bedek HaBayis, but again, all this money was for Bedek HaBayis, and that's just like Shitas Rabbi Shmuel. Now, according to the Girsa, we actually stop over here and do not read the next three lines, so therefore we conclude Hajar Loch Perak Shalosh Asar, Malzar finishing this sixth parak of Masechet Shkalim, just like we were finishing this parak together, we should finish the entire Masechet Shkalim together, and of course, all of Shas Yerushalmi together. We're going to stop here for the day and pick up tomorrow, beginning with the eighth parak. For now, everyone should have a wonderful day.